This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore High School football coverage continues with Dave Woods, head football coach at Bishop Fenwick High School. They have a big game coming up on Thursday. We want to get to that in just a moment. But Coach Woods, welcome.
Thanks for having me again, Bill. Great to be on.
All right. Yeah, there you go. I know there's a couple of distractions going on there behind the scenes there, but you guys took care of Archbishop Williams without any distractions, it appeared, with a 34-6 win this past weekend. So, Coach, let's just begin right there. What do you take out of that game?
So it was a great bounce back for our guys. You know, we didn't play our best down at Spelman the week before. And so we really focused on getting back to basics and really just playing good football. And kids had a great week of practice, and we bounced back and we played great. It was very rewarding to see the guys bounce back and play the way they did.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at the Salem News on Monday here and the recap on the game. Now, they pull out Luke Connolly, 146 yards of rushing, but I'm guessing that he was even more impactful on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, they have a big tight end, plays in the slot, and they split him out, and he's real good player. He's I know it's the AD's son over there, and he was talking about him possibly playing tight end at Townsend in college, so he's a great player, and we put Luke on him, and he didn't have one catch the whole game, which was again, we kind of took Luke out of the running game. He wasn't going to give us a lot of run support, but he took the number one receiver out of the game, and that was definitely the difference.
All right, let me pull another name from the Salem News. Anthony Nichols with 3 touchdowns Friday.
Yes, Anthony had a great game, and I don't think, you know, a lot of those touchdowns were breaking tackles and running through tackles. He caught a pass early in the game for a touchdown and ran another one in where he literally broke through 3 guys. 3 guys had him bottled up, and he just broke through all 3 of them, ran into the end zone. So Anthony had a huge game. It was good, too, because I know, same deal, he was a little disappointed the way he played the week before, so it was nice to see him bounce back.
All right, I got to also ask you about how Braden Clifford is coming along. He was the backup quarter at the beginning of the season, stepped in that Marblehead game where you beat Marblehead in the first game of the season after Bryce Lehman went out with the season-ending injury, or so it appears. And Marblehead's just recovering, by the way, Dave, from that game, it seems like.
It sounds like they're definitely starting to get it together. We played them early enough now.
Absolutely, right. Well, it took him a while to get over you guys. But tell me about Braden and his evolution or improvement during the season.
Sure, Braden's been awesome. Braden's a very coachable kid, and he's a kid who just wants, he's a sponge. He wants to learn. He wants to get better every week, and he wants me to be hard on him. He just told me that week, don't compliment me. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Make me work harder. So, and he's, what he does, he has a good grasp of the offense. But then he can also, when things break down, extend plays and make things happen. So that's been a nice surprise for sure.
Have you been too nice to him, Coach? I mean, really?
Apparently, I guess. I got to go back to the old Coach Woods and be a little bit hotter on him, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I think we've talked about this before. Yeah, this is the problem here. Okay, so maybe it's not a problem. But have you had a kid like that tell you that before?
Probably not. Maybe you've had some parents tell me the opposite. Yeah. I'm being too hot on their kids. I don't know. But Braden's a great kid, and he just wants to work out. He wants to get better. So that's all you can ask of kids.
No, absolutely. I got to pull one other name here from the Salem News story on Monday, and that would be Aiden Silva. A couple of field goals. And, you know, field goals are not that common in high school football. So tell me about that.
Yeah, we have all the confidence in the world, Nate, and he's got a great leg. And the first field goal we kicked, we had I think it was like 3rd and 10, and it would have been somewhere around a 40-yard field goal. And I said, if we don't get this, you know, we're kicking it. And he's like, yeah, no problem. And then we gained like 9 yards. And I'm like, oh, maybe we might go for it. And I said, no, I'll kick it. And he kicked it. And I forget, I don't know if it was 35 yards, but it would have been good from 45. It was right down the middle, and he drilled it. So he's a great weapon to have, not only just on field goals and extra points, but kickoffs, too. He did a great job kicking off. Kicked 2 or 3 into the end zone the other night, so it was nice.
No, absolutely. Any other notes you want to share with us, Dave, on the team or updates? Maybe not necessarily directly out of last week's game, but since you've talked with us?
No, again, we're just, you know, this is a big week. Bishop Feehan, they're a very strong team. They're undefeated in the league still. Their only loss was to a real good North Attleboro team. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us. I want to say, in the last two films that we have, they have 12 interceptions in their last two games. And they've returned 7 for touchdowns. So they have 7 pick sixes in the last two games, which is got to be some kind of a league record. I don't ever remember hearing anything like that.
Oh, man. Well, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, I wasn't going to wrap this up this early, but so this would be a good week to get on Braden Clifford a little bit, it sounds like to me, huh? Oh, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We got to take care of the ball this week, Braden. Let's go.
So tell me about what do they offer? I mean, size, what else does this this team present to you guys?
So they really don't have any weakness at all. Their quarterback is outstanding. He puts the ball right on the money. All 4 of their receivers can catch the ball, and they run great routes. They're all very athletic. And then their line is big and physical and again, athletic. So they don't have one weakness anywhere. So we're going to, you know, it's definitely a challenge. We're going to have to play a great game, and hopefully we can be hanging around at the end and see if we can steal one.
You know, Dave, I think you ought to cruise the hallways there over at Fenwick this week to see if you can find 3 more Luke Connellys. You know what I mean?
That would be nice. And I'm not sure they make too many of those. So.
No, I don't think so. All right. Well, Dave, so that's it. So, and you're coming in, you know, you didn't lose anybody last week injury-wise, right?
This past week, no, we did not. No, Curtis wasn't able to play this past week. He got hurt against Spellman. So hopefully he's back this week.
Well, it's a big one. It's Feehan. It's Thursday night at 6 o'clock over there at Fenwick. So, Dave, we'll look for you then on Thursday.
All right. Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, terrific. Thanks for the information. There he is, Bishop Fenwick head football coach Dave Woods with us here on MSONewsSports.com.